Good morning, it's March 28th and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a tragic turn of events, a Flixbus journey from Berlin to Zurich ended in disaster near Leipzig on the A9, with four passengers losing their lives and many others injured. This incident not only brings sorrow, but raises questions about safety on one of Germany's major highways. The bus, carrying 53 passengers and two drivers, met with the accident under circumstances that are still being scrutinised. Initially, there was confusion about the casualty figures, with reports incorrectly stating five deaths. However, it was later clarified that one person is in critical condition. The driver at the helm during the mishap survived and, according to Flixbus, adhered to all necessary driving regulations. Authorities are actively investigating the crash, exploring the possibility of negligence. This is not an isolated incident on the A9, as it follows previous accidents in 2019 and December 2023, which also resulted in casualties and injuries. The aftermath of the crash saw the A9 temporarily closed, leading to significant traffic disruptions, particularly affecting the section towards Munich. Flixbus has expressed its commitment to assist in the ongoing investigation and extended its condolences to those impacted by the tragic event. Meanwhile, the identities of the victims remain undisclosed as the investigation continues to unfold, aiming to bring clarity to the cause of this devastating accident and prevent future tragedies on the road. In the world of European football, two stories of resurgence and historic achievement are capturing the hearts of fans. On one hand, Germany's national team is back in the spotlight with a renewed sense of confidence, while on the other, Georgia celebrates a monumental first in their football history. Under the leadership of Julian Nagelsmann, the German national team has bounced back with significant victories against heavyweights France and the Netherlands. The return of veteran player Toni Kroos to the squad has injected leadership and stability, further enhanced by Nagelsmann's bold decision to introduce six new players. This rejuvenation has sparked a belief among fans and players alike that Germany could be a strong contender for the European Championship title. Meanwhile, Georgia's national team, under the guidance of Willy Sagnol, has achieved a historic milestone by securing their first ever spot in a major tournament, the UEFA Euro 2024. Their victory over Greece in the playoff final, clinched through a 4-2 win in the penalty shootout, marks a significant achievement for Georgian football. As they prepare to face Turkey on July 18th in their debut match at the tournament, there's a palpable sense of optimism for what the future holds for this team. Both Germany's resurgence and Georgia's historic qualification highlight the unpredictable and thrilling nature of football, where determination, strategy, and a bit of magic can lead to remarkable outcomes. As the European Championship approaches, these teams' journeys will be ones to watch, embodying the spirit of competition and the dreams of nations. In a stark revision, Germany's leading economic research institutes have dramatically lowered their growth forecast for the nation's economy in year 2024, now expecting an almost stagnant increase of just 0.1%. This adjustment down from a previously optimistic 1.3% projection underscores the challenges facing Europe's largest economy. The downgrade is attributed to a confluence of factors exerting pressure on the German economy. These include weaker private consumption, a struggling construction sector, high levels of employee sick leave, a decline in exports, and a notable lack of consensus within the government on how to address these economic challenges effectively. The backdrop to this forecast is an economy that contracted by 0.3% last year, hindered by persistent inflation, rising interest rates, and cooling exports. This situation has sparked a political debate on the potential relaxation of the debt brake, a fiscal rule limiting the federal government's structural net borrowing to facilitate increased spending on infrastructure and green initiatives. Economic think tanks have weighed in, suggesting a mild reform of the debt brake to allow for more debt-financed investments. This recommendation aims to strike a balance between maintaining fiscal discipline and enabling necessary investments to stimulate growth. The implications of this revised forecast are significant, as it will guide the German government in shaping its economic projections and fiscal policies. Among the considerations are proposed reforms to the debt brake and adjustments in the financial relations between federal, state, and local governments, all aimed at navigating the economy through its current headwinds towards a more robust and sustainable future. In a bold move that could redefine France's economic landscape, Prime Minister Gabriel Attal took to TF1's 20H on March 27, 2024, unveiling an ambitious plan aimed at slashing the nation's public deficit while also introducing significant labour reforms. This announcement marks a pivotal moment for the French government, signalling a potential shift in policy direction and fiscal strategy. Attal's strategy is multifaceted, focusing on a substantial reduction in public spending, with targets set to cut €10 billion this year and €20 billion the following year. The ultimate goal is to bring the deficit below the 3% threshold by 2027, aligning with broader fiscal responsibility objectives. Amidst these financial adjustments, the Prime Minister introduced a novel proposal for a four-day work week, showcasing his willingness to infuse the government with fresh ideas and assert his independence from President Macron. The proposed tax reforms are particularly noteworthy, suggesting an inclination towards more progressive taxation. Attal hinted at potential taxes on super profits and advocated for higher taxes on wealthy individuals and highly profitable companies. This approach is complemented by plans to revise the system of payroll tax reductions, aiming to incentivize higher wages and tackle the persistent issue of workplace accidents in France. However, these proposed changes have not been met without skepticism. Trade unions have voiced their concern over the government's potential shift in tax policy, fearing the implications it may have on the broader labour market and economic equality. Attal's announcements indicate a critical juncture for France, as the government navigates the delicate balance between fiscal prudence, labour reform, and social equity. In a dramatic turn of events, the search for former RAF terrorist Sir Ernst Volker Staub and Burkhard Garweg has taken a new twist following the discovery of evidence linking Staub to Daniela Klett in her Berlin apartment. This revelation has intensified efforts to track down the fugitives, shedding light on their connections and whereabouts. Authorities have uncovered that Burkhard Garweg had a close relationship with Klett, indicating a tight-knit network among the suspects. Both Garweg and Klett were found to have lived in Berlin, providing a significant lead in the investigation. In response, the Lower Saxony State Criminal Police Office, supported by the Federal Criminal Police Office, has issued new wanted posters and is diligently working through over 760 tips received from the public. In a bid to apprehend Staub, Garweg and Klett, authorities are offering a hefty reward of at least €150,000 for information leading to their capture. While Daniela Klett is currently in custody, her detention conditions have come under scrutiny, sparking criticism from her legal representation. Meanwhile, the search for Staub and Garweg has broadened to an international scale, emphasizing the seriousness of their offenses. The public is urged to remain vigilant and report any sightings or information to the Niedersachsen State Criminal Police. However, caution is advised as the suspects are considered potentially armed and dangerous. This ongoing manhunt not only highlights the challenges of tracking down fugitives, but also underscores the importance of public assistance in ensuring their capture. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.